Yeah, that's actually a good, you know, solution. Like, and there's a lot of hams that live in places where they can't do radio, they have HOAs or the noise is too high or whatever, and so they just jump in their cars and just go somewhere. when I used to watch YouTube hams, that Coastal Waves and Wires guy, I think it's called K4OGO, I can't remember what it's called at the moment, but it was one of those things where, where he lives, he can't really have an antenna up, and the one he has is a very compromised antenna. But, he decided to, just take his radio and wire antenna down to, because he lives on coastal Virginia, Portsmouth, I think it is. So he's on a big saltwater body, and he let a counter poison to the water, which is salt water, and he had, a 20-25-foot, vertical loss of a feather of Allen, and he operated, and he was like, holy crap, this is awesome, and then he got into portable ops, and now he does, portable ops all across the East Coast of the United States, so it's been a minute since I've watched him, but, he was in that same situation where it's, if he had been restricted to what he could do at home, he probably wouldn't even be in the hobby anymore.